Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Patricia Bevens?
Bevens, like Evans with a B.
That's Bevens, right. I'm reaching out to you. You reached out to us last week in regards to opening up a case to help you get onto the waiver program. We just wanted to know, find out today where you're holding.
Where I'm holding?
Well, you reached out to us to start you on the process to get onto the waiver program. Last time we spoke, you said you were in the hospital. And I'm just asking where you're holding. Do you want to continue? Do you want us to wait a little bit? What would you like us to do?
I'm losing you.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay. So I'm just following up with you, Patricia. What would you like us to do? How would you like us to continue with your case?
What is this about? I didn't catch it.
The waiver program. You called us last week about helping you get onto the waiver program. So your son, Daniel.
Daniel. My son's name is Daniel. D-A-N-I-I-L.
Yes. Yes, now, we have that right here.
You need to refresh my memory. I had a stroke and I'm ill. I just left the hospital. I'm at my daughter's house in Maryland.
Okay. So last week you gave us a call. You said you were at the hospital. You were hoping to get discharged soon. You wanted help on getting onto the waiver program so your son Daniel can be your caregiver and get, money for helping you out.
Are you saying W-A-I-V-E-R, waiver?
Yes.
I don't remember that making that phone call, but I do need someone for my home health aid. My daughter has me right now. I'm in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. May I have who I'm speaking with, please?
You're speaking to Shira. We've spoken before.
Shira?
Yeah.
I need to call you back if I may, Shira. I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Okay.
My daughter has me in Maryland. May I call you back?
Sure. I might expect a call today or?
At the close of the week.
Okay. All righty.
Hey, thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's my grandmother's grave right there.
Yeah, your pop
grandma ran. Yeah, they're in the top of the house. So, yeah, they get it. That's been dying with people since I was sick. They still all food out now. Lost my mom, so I don't know anything about it. Lost my dad a couple years later. You know what I mean? Like, trying to do the best for my COVID. Never help. I'm trying with a cat and woman. It makes you look at that scene about the fish. And I don't know if I'm going to
Why I love you. My mom left the house and was going to work. She's a nurse. I was the last one to see her. Close the door. She in the morning. You never get that back once it's gone. But it looks seems it always causes me to feel I feel different. It just made me appreciate things a lot more, understand, you know, that Mars is not promised. And that's why I love Kimon, I love her, I love her family the way I love her family, I love my son the way I love him. Oh, it feels like Dr. Shed, that voice on the floor, say, I love you. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for mom, my dad, my brother, my grandmother, my aunts and uncles. And that you, yeah, you actually will just have a great day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Coming
up on K-Mine Day.